Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope. It's the only show that's part of this complete breakfast. I'm your announcer, Tony Partington. Coming up on this edition of The Scope,
your Scope crew competes in a game of wits. We take a look at the new Fox TV show Fringe, and Jared, he hasn't stopped drinking since Saturday night.
And now, here are your hosts, Jared, Adam, and Shane.
Is it my turn to talk now?
Yeah.
That's how you do it old school. You don't know when you come in for the show. This is The Scope. It is episode 59. Jared has written down 58 on his cheat sheet, but I believe it is 59.
I don't think so, Shane.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure it's 58.
I love this ongoing game of changing the numbers on Shane.
And when does
he hasn't picked up on it yet.
And when does the news section come in under The Scope?
I forget. When did we do that? 57 was the last one, TV show.
Okay.
Fall.
I must have prepared ahead of time in my... my notes and just got ahead when I typed in some more. Anyway, this is the Scope 58. So for those of you sticking around or wanting...
Well, we can upsell it as a 59.
We've probably done 59 shows.
It's like a 60. So
it kind of is.
Really.
I am Shane. We've also got Jared and Adam in the house. The full crew is here. And as Jared teased a little bit, it was his birthday this past weekend.
Before you said that, I wanted to try to figure out why my 30 boxes says that it's the 30th and not the whatever day it was. Any idea on that?
What are you talking
about?
What's
a 30 box?
It's a calendar site that I use. And for some reason it said, and it like pulls in all your stuff from Facebook and all that. And it said it was the 30th. So who are you lying to, Jared?
Is your birthday the 20th or the 30th?
It's the 20th.
All right.
Wow, some crazy things happening.
It's never been the 30th ever, I think.
So you say.
Since day one, it's been the 20th, yeah.
Did you have a favorite moment at Jared's birthday party, Adam?
There are so many. not being able to get unhung over the next morning would be
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
Now. Wow.
Yeah, you weren't invited, were you? Maybe not intentionally. Maybe it was accidental.
I don't know.
Were you out of town?
On Saturday?
Yeah.
No.
Were you hanging out with Mandy?
I was.
Okay, well then that... pretty much clears everything up.
But we were bored out of our minds trying to find people to hang out with, but no one wanted to hang out with us. So,
wow.
There you have it.
And that's not about you guys. Uh-huh. No, I guess it can be now.
Yeah, why not?
Well, let's talk about the birthday party, Jared. Let's get into it. It was a big day for you. It was your 35th birthday.
Yes.
People wouldn't know it.
Oh, wrong button. Oh.
You're getting yourself there. We go.
Yeah.
So let's talk
35.
About let's talk about what happened that night. It was quite a festive night.
Well, there's some things we probably shouldn't talk about.
Well, we'll
strippers
almost.
Oh. We will
Shane
tread. Yeah. We'll tread lightly around those.
Let's
subjects,
just say Shane but. Needs to wear a belt.
I think I do. you know, the nerds and geeks that we are, the main focus of the evening, at least what we thought was going to be the main focus, was the terrific setup of Rock Band 2 that we did last for Jared's last, I don't think it was your birthday, it was for New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah. So we have a projection, we've got surround sound, we had a microphone stand, but this
what
year...
What could go wrong?
Nothing really went wrong with that.
Okay. Afterwards.
I had Rock Band 2, so we had an additional 85 songs to play around with, and Jared...
I have to say it was almost too many to sift through.
Yeah.
It's almost ridiculous.
Did you get the Colbert song yet?
We did, and we actually performed Stephen and the Colberts, and Jared and I were the only people in the room...
That got it?
That got it.
Well, yeah.
Because everybody else was conservative and...
Oh, Charlene.
And hated it.
They're conservative, that's why.
Do you think our conservative friends understand the concept of the Colbert Report?
I think they just don't
No offense to our conservative friends. I'm just wondering, you know, because obviously it's a giant inside joke, the show, but...
oh, sure.
But do people understand that?
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Colbert really isn't conservative?
Shane, I think they're intelligent enough to understand what's going on. That doesn't mean that they're not offended by it, maybe, or feel like it doesn't speak to them because of that.
What I'm trying to get at is maybe they just don't know anything about the show, so...
Possibly.
What they would hear is, oh, it's just this
they
weird,
watched that one that's on, that was on Fox News.
It's Liberal Media Elite, Shane.
Liberal Media Elite. So anyway, back to
what was it? The New York Times or someone coined the phrase that Was that The Media Elite?
The Media Elite, one word.
Yeah.
I loved it. I thought it was absolutely perfect.
Nice.
The media outlets getting angry that they're being pigeon.
So we had a party.
We had a party. We played Rock Band. Had a great time.
We were leading up to something, weren't we, with the Rock Band setup?
You're just going to talk about how you went one step further with the Rock Band setup this year. Please tell Adam what you did and do it in a serious manner.
I felt that a true band of epic proportions would have a drummer on a drum riser. So therefore, we had a drum riser.
Nice.
That's right.
You did. Get in there. You get in this riser. You're the king of the world.
You're 7 inches above the ground. On 4x4 pieces of plywood with carpet on them.
Playing plastic instruments, uh-huh. Acting like you're the biggest shot in the world. I think next year what we're going to have to do is get that Rock Band like light and mist component.
Do they have that?
They're supposed to have something like that where you can hook it up to
awesome.
Your
Rock Band.
And
it plays with the beats.
And it plays with the beats.
Well, I already have like light. I have lights that will do that already. It's just a matter of space.
It has to be made out of plastic, though, and cheap.
These are metal. These are pro. Can't have the
Can we get you to confirm that you are going to make an attempt for the next Rock Band concert? We're going to have lights that blink on and off of the beat. Is it possible?
It can be done, Shane. I just have to take them out of the bag and plug them in, really.
Oh, I like it. So how does it go on and off? Is it just...
It's got a little microphone on the dimmer pack senses the beat.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Haven't you ever seen those? Remember the dancing Coke cans?
Oh yeah, yeah. Same sort of technology. Could we have dancing Coke cans and dancing cacti
I will not be supplying that.
How about singing bass fish?
No.
All right.
Big bass, big mouth Willie.
Big mouth.
No.
I've seen discussions on the internet about people like buying $500 drum stools to go with their Rock Band kit.
Well, they have what is it? The Ion set or whatever.
Yeah. The whole set is $300
for the drums. It's instead of it being plastic drums, you're playing metal drums, fake metal drums instead of fake plastic drums.
Right.
Steel
Didn't
drums?
Radiohead write a song about that?
Stephen Malcolm has wrote a song about...
Fake
about
plastic drums.
Oh, nice.
Maybe not.
I liked it.
Very good. That was good.
There you go.
I didn't see it coming.
I spelled it out for you, but yeah, Jared was the one that went there. So Rock Band was to be the event of choice at Jared's birthday, but yeah. I think the actual event was Limoncello.
The craziness that had followed.
It was it's a lemon liqueur, which is actually a very classy liqueur.
Not the way we drink it.
But yeah.
What's the one? Molly drinks one that's like pineapple, and all it tastes is like pineapple, but you can drink that stuff, and it's like 190 proof or something.
Oh my goodness.
And it's fantastic.
Yeah, Limoncello definitely has a bite to it, but it's a citrusy bite and it's delicious. Best served chilled.
Had it in the freezer.
I consider it to be a sipping drink, but not...
You drink it by itself?
Not the way... Oh, yes, definitely. Okay. I'm sure you can mix it with a...
It probably is intended to be a sipping drink.
Yeah, but we were...
When you put it in a shot glass, Shane, that just begs the thing to be shot.
So I missed the first round. I was downstairs playing Rock Band. All of a sudden, people were delivering drinks to me. And then so I took it. And then about 10 minutes later... Somebody sticks another one in my hand and says, drink this. And that, for me, that pretty much is the end of the night.
See, and I did too, and I wasn't so bad. So yeah. I'm not sure what's wrong with you.
I think I was mixing also, because I was I drank beer early, drank vodka middle, and I drank shots later. And
you broke the cardinal rule.
And then he was doing turkey gravy, and it was just disgusting.
I was actually bathing in it. I wasn't drinking it.
Rubbing it all over your chest.
Nasty.
It was disgusting. But yeah, I didn't feel very good the next day. And Jared, maybe you can settle this debate.
Okay. I am the decider.
Some of my people in my life are saying that I demanded a second shot of Limoncello. When I say I did not, then I think that other people were so drunk that they thought that I said it, but I certainly did not.
I'm going to side with you. I don't recall hearing you say demanding one. And no. I don't think you would be demanding a second shot.
No, I mean, even the first...
The decider has spoken.
Thank you. Decider. Good job, decider.
I'm the decider.
And then... What else happened? Everybody else, I was pretty drunk, but yeah. I think there were other people that were much more drunk.
Well, probably.
And so there was a lot of package grabbing, Adam. About every man in the party had their package grabbed.
By their wives, I assume, only.
You would be incorrect. By somebody's wife.
This person was married.
It was a yowzer. And actually... Yeah. When my package was grabbed, Adam, there was a bet, which I just found out today, and I was playing...
Oh, there was.
I was playing Rock Band at the time, go figure, because that's what geeks do, and the bet was, will Shane react, or will he completely ignore it so he can continue to get a perfect game?
Wow.
So what do you think happened,
I didn't know about
Adam?
The bet.
Was this after the second shot?
It was probably in between first and second, but I was feeling pretty good about it.
You probably recognized it, but continued with your perfect game.
Yeah, I didn't even budge. I seriously was so focused on getting 78%.
So someone got
that's
third,
how good a drunk person
so someone
can
got
do.
The third base with you while you were between your second and first
well,
shots.
It wasn't a gentle tug,
okay.
You know, and the only thing I really remember beyond trying to capture the notes was screaming, I'm a grower, not a shower. So
oh, I remember that. Yeah,
that was about it. And I stand by that, Adam.
Straight.
And what did you do that Saturday night?
I think we watched It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
There we go.
Well, I think you could have been here having your genitalia fondled in a non-sexual manner.
No one's not to say that didn't happen either.
Well, so, you probably had more fun with it than the rest
five
of
animals
us.
In my house, so...
True enough.
Well, let me look at my list of other things here to talk about. I have an interesting story, Adam, which I have not told you about, so we're going to talk about it right now.
All right.
Jared,
good
do I know this?
Jared knows part of this story. So
Shane's sucking stories away for
so
the show.
A couple weeks ago, my wife calls me at work in a panic, and she says to me, Shane, I just got a call at work from our house, because she can check the caller ID.
The house can call you?
I guess at her
technology.
Work, our house called her.
This is okay. Wait,
what?
I would like to say that
didn't
I saw your guys' Twitter.
No, I do, but it's just like I don't get it.
I saw your Twitters.
Yeah,
I want more
info. Assume that's this is the day where because I remember Carrie was like
freaking out.
Yeah.
So she gets a call and the caller ID comes up and she assumes it's me. She's like, "Hey, what are you doing?" And somebody on the phone says to her in a very strange accent, "What are you doing calling my house?" And Carrie is very silent and said, "Who the hell are you?" And this gentleman said in the same accent, "Who the hell are you?" And then hung up. And so Carrie is immediately freaked out. She's like, "Somebody's in our house calling us." And immediately she calls back, no answer. So 2 seconds after that, she calls me at work and says, "Shane, what do I do?" And I said, "Well, you better call the police and get them over there, because if there's someone in our house, you know, we live 3 blocks away from a police station, they're going to get over there and cuff them and stuff them." Well, so I decide right after that I'm going to drive home. So here I am flying down 35W at about 9:30 a.m.
But the bridge is open now. So.
That time the bridge was not open, but it didn't matter because I don't use it anyway.
I know.
But I get there and there's Richfield's finest surrounding the house waiting for me to get there. And there's, I think, 3 or 4 squad cars at the time. They've got the alley blocked off. They've got the front of the front blocked off. And they knew I was coming. Carrie let them know. And they checked around the house. No visible forced entry. But they said, "We have to go in and check the house out." So they asked me to open the door. And then they go in, guns drawn.
Oh my.
And they actually searched the entire house. And at this point, I'm nervous. I mean, I didn't think...
you're porn. You don't want them to find it.
I didn't
exactly.
I didn't think anything was going
to... Left his French tickler out on the desk.
The jackrabbit was out there for everyone's amusement. And then the sex swing in the living room, which I totally forgot to take down.
Yeah, that's crazy. How do you explain that one?
You don't. You just go with it.
Yeah.
So they
we're trapeze artists.
They
search.
One
practice.
Guy goes upstairs. One guy goes downstairs. And then when I realized that no one is there hiding in our house.
Did she call 911 or did she call non-emergency?
She called 911.
Okay.
And then she works in Edina, which is a suburb of Richfield. And then they transfer her to the Richfield 911.
Sure.
And then they send out the police. They dispatch them. So the policemen are in the house sneaking through, looking through every closet, every nook and cranny. And when I realize that there's no one there, then the real panic sets in. Which is, they're going to go into my computer room. And you have to understand that these Richfield police officers, they're manly men. I mean, they're buzz cuts, they're buff. And I'm thinking...
They're not going to be gentle.
And they're going into my computer room, which I don't know if I've described it on the show, but it is a monument to geekiness. There are there has to be 1,000 action figures in there.
Wow.
That would be Star Wars, G.I. Joe, Transformers, anything.
My Little Pony.
Anything from my childhood is sitting in this room. And I'm thinking, what are these guys going to say?
Centurions.
So I'm thinking this, and I run down into the room, and then they're both standing there looking in. They're like, "Hey, you've got quite a collection here." But here's the thing. I'm old enough now where the cops are probably my age,
right.
And they played with these toys, so they're actually pointing out the toys that are in there. "Hey, those are Transformers. I love that. That's Voltron. That's the awesomest thing ever."
Wow.
So we get into a little discussion about the action figure room, and I sort of sheepishly explain to them what it's all about in the most humbling.
You have obsessive compulsive disorder and you are a completionist.
I can't
stop. So they come into the barbecue next weekend?
Yeah. I don't know what they're going to do with it. I will be the last guy in the block they save, would probably be my guess.
Hell no, they want to get to those Transformers and make sure they're protected.
Well, if
they'll save them, not
them. Yeah, they'll save them. Right. Yeah. That geek's house is on fire.
Out of
Get
the
down
way.
There.
Out of the way, sir. He's got vintage toys.
Transform and roll out, boys.
He's got a Robotech.
So to figure out the whole issue of why we got a phone call from our house, this is the only thing I can think of, which was the last phone call that was made from my wife's work that night was made to our house. And the first call that came, the call that was the weird call from our house was the first call that came in. So I'm thinking that some way the caller ID messed up and attached our number to that, because that's the only thing I can think. There was no calls made from our house. There was nothing like that.
I think
it was a weird, weird situation.
Hmm.
And made probably weirder by my terrible telling of the story. Thank you.
That's a once-in-a-lifetime experience, Jane.
So there you go.
I hope you've learned
something. I've never had cops in my house with guns drawn. And I think they were completely ready to shoot someone.
I think the lesson of the story, though, is that Carrie is racist. Because
you think so?
You described it as a scary voice, and it was clearly not a normal Anglo-Saxon.
No.
It sounded a bit like Robert Downey Jr. in Tropic Thunder.
Yeah.
Something like that. My guess is that it was probably...
Which I haven't seen.
I don't know. I'm not even going to go there. Yes, my wife is racist. Thank you.
She doesn't listen anyway.
We've got one final bit of information to cover before we get into the meat of the show, and that is our appearance on the MetroBuzz podcast.
Yeah.
We recorded that last Tuesday, and unlike us, these guys get their shizzy together very quickly, and they have the show posted in a couple of days. I think they've posted two shows this week, and they are a weekly show, so they're really going crazy. We got to meet with the hosts of the show, John and Colleen.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fantastic experience. I used Skype for the first time in my life, wow. Adam. Have you listened to the show, by the way?
Shane didn't use Skype.
No one told me it was up.
Poor Adam, he is totally out
Adam,
of it.
Welcome to the show.
John Norton is my friend on Twitter now, though.
Is he?
So
yeah, I think he found me as well.
Yeah.
But we went in, and I have to say that we were going against a podcast. We've talked about this last show. They are out of Hawaii. They're the Transmission. Their names, let me look at my notes right here.
Ryan and Jen. Come on now.
Ryan and Jen. They had a little bit of trepidation like us when dealing with the questions. We listened to, both Jared and I listened to some of the questions from previous rounds of the MetroBuzz.
Cheated. Okay.
We wanted to get a feel for the situation. And I was extremely worried. I thought we were going to get hammered. Maybe we get...
So you guys got hammered first.
We were drinking heavily.
I figured we would get three questions right. That would be about where we would top out at, and that would be about it. And, you know, thank you very much. So, and for people that don't know, the winner goes on to the next round. But if you win your round by the most amount of questions, you get to go to the final round all just automatically. It's one of those things.
Something like that.
And I think the previous margin of victory was what?
Was two. It was
two questions.
Yep.
So we get in, and Jared, how do you want to tell the story? Do you want to give specific questions, or do you just want to tell them what we did? Our listeners.
Do we want to spoil it?
Or do we want to spoil it?
I don't know.
It's been up for a week
Several
now.
Days now.
Yeah.
Well, it was up from Thursday. So if they haven't listened, I
think it's worth tuning in. But I think that us giving you the results, I think you'd love it, Adam.
All right.
So go ahead, Jared. You tell them. I've been doing a lot of talking this evening.
To sum it up in one word, domination.
Wow.
On our part.
Domination. Give me one question. Example question.
The one question that we got that Jared did not know, but I pulled this one out of my rear.
To be fair, Shane, there were several I didn't know.
Of our questions or theirs?
No, well, of ours.
Wow. So, I was the anchorman.
You were definitely the anchorman. I was just there to agree or disagree.
I think Adam probably would get this, but I'll throw it out. The question was, what Fox sitcom had to rewrite an entire storyline because... And play it off as a dream because the lead actress had a traumatic miscarriage in real life.
The Simpsons.
A sitcom?
It was a sitcom, yes.
I don't know. I mean, I probably would
guess. Give me your guess.
Married with Children?
But you would be correct.
Oh, wow.
It was Katie Sagal, yes. And when we got that question, I'm like, hey, we're going to be okay.
The kid's going to be all right.
Yep. So the end of the day, we scored 9 out of 10 correctly, which is utter domination. I don't think there was any other.
Do you remember
round.
The one you did not get?
Yes, it was
Legoland.
Yes, it was Denmark had the first Legoland. What country had the second Legoland?
Oh,
Or which country was the first to have one outside of Denmark or whatever?
Our guess was, and we talked through it like they do in Millionaire. Exactly. Our guess was the Mall of America.
United States. Very patriotic.
Very patriotic. And the actual...
Shout USA afterwards.
And, you know, I just figured the question wouldn't be so esoteric that you couldn't guess it.
Right.
But the correct answer was the UK, England, which I don't know how you would even know that, but...
If you're a Lego buff, I bet you knew it.
Yeah. And I guess we could have switched out because they had lifelines, and we actually didn't even use one of them. That's how dominating we were. And
that's not true. We used all three of
them.
Didn't
we? I thought we didn't switch out one question.
Yeah, we did. We did a swap. It was there was the Flintstone vitamin.
Oh, that's right.
We swapped it out, and we got a different question.
We never got the answer.
And how many did the other team get, right?
Five, I believe.
Our margin of victory was five.
Oh, so they got four.
They got four correct. So
nice job, guys.
My guess is we will be on the show in the final round, but who knows? And
I would expect we were since if they're playing by the rules, Shane.
Well,
we'll be on
next week. They have another round of trivia. So.
No, I'm saying, but we'll be on.
Yeah, again. I just mean going to the final round. But
you mean the final round.
The final round.
Don't fight, guys.
interesting thing about that show, which maybe we might want to take into consideration, they actually edit the show, so things are tighter.
So if we were to play by that model, you'd have about 30 seconds of content right now.
Yeah. Also, that would require...
And they do it quickly, by the way. John,
I'm just saying that requires Jared to then listen to the show and be like, I'm going to have to listen to this nine times to edit it out.
That's not going
to
happen.
I think I'm going to ask John and or Colleen to be on the show because I'm fascinated about how they do things and why he does things, and there's no harm in getting other podcasts on our show.
That's what's known as inside baseball talk.
Oh, okay, well maybe I won't get the answer then. Maybe they'll say it's all studio magic.
Probably, Shane,
but I think it was a good experience. Mm-hmm. Jared, John seemed very taken with Jared's use of the Tom Cruise sound effects. Jared's gonna really pull that out of his rear today when the time comes.
Maybe
a shout out, as it were.
Has he heard the I'm not even sure if I know
the song.
What it is. That's what I'm wondering.
He probably has it. You dig it out. Maybe we'll play it at the end. How about that?
At the end, huh?
Yeah, because we're running out of time. I want to get into the show.
Shane's the decider now.
I am the decider.
Way.
Adam, you're not talking about your life. Jared's already got his birthday covered.
I'm off all week.
You're off all week. So I suppose, Adam, you want to know what's coming up on the rest of...
I would. I have all week to listen to it.
Episode 58. So I've been planning this for a number of weeks, and I haven't gotten to it, as you can tell. It is the North Shore General Knowledge Trivia Contest.
How does the North Shore factor into it?
Well, because that's where it was recorded.
Oh, okay. So it's not about North Shore stuff?
No, it is not. As you guys all know, every year I go on vacation, and every once in a while I will bring back some material. This is that material, only a month and a half too late. We're also going to talk about the hottest show, the most anticipated new show of the year, I would make a wager, and that would be Fox's Fringe.
That's the hottest one, huh?
I think that is the one that people were talking about the most as the hottest and best.
Is it a page turner?
Well, if you can turn a Fox show's pages, absolutely. And we'll also be doing our regular news and coming soon. So this is episode 58.
Yep.
Because you demanded it, Jared.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back right after this.
Once again, it's time for another edition of The Scope. Female genitalia euphemism of the day. Today's euphemism is the fertile delta. That was the Scope female genitalia euphemism of the day. Now, back to the show.
Tell by that generic sounding game show music, it's time for the North Shore General Trivia Competition. So let me give you guys a little bit of info, a little background of what this is, and we'll get right into it after that. As I said in the last segment, I go to the North Shore every year with Carrie's family, and it's usually a great time that involves drinking, not limoncello, but drinking and just general hanging out and relaxation.
North Shore doesn't deal with that hoity-toity shit.
Yeah. North Shore is the shores of Lake Superior in northern Minnesota, by the way. But as everyone knows, I'm a douche at heart, so I also love to torment Carrie's family as well. So this year...
douche at heart.
Yes. This year I want to find out about how much my cousin Ashley, or Carrie's cousin Ashley, so we're not really related by blood, how much she knows about a variety of topics.
Can I have a sidebar here real quick?
Go ahead, please.
Jared, can you see if doucheatheart.com is available?
Doucheatheart, let's do it right now. Lock it in. Lock it in.
All right. Fan site for Shane.
That's a good one, Adam. I like it. So Ashley was cool enough to play along, and you know, I was talking about this with Molly, you know, Molly, the Scope Show regular, and she said, "So all you're doing is ripping off Jay Leno and making fun of her, huh?" And that's exactly how Molly sounds. That's my Molly imitation.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I'm not just ripping off Jay Leno. I'm ripping off a lot of people.
Yeah, Stern, I think, is the big one.
And let's be honest, those guys ripped everybody off anyway. So everybody rips off each other. And I want to put this out there right now. Ashley was more than willing. She volunteered for this. And she said, I want to answer more questions. So
she's ready to go.
We may have Ashley in studio to see what she knows at a later date.
Have we done this before, Shane?
We didn't actually play a game out of it, I don't think, did we?
I thought we did. I thought it was me and Carrie.
I had cousins and...
yeah, your nephews.
My nephews, something like that. Kids. They were younger, but this is a little bit more structured. And
But was that me and Carrie that did that, or was that... Like, who was that?
Yeah, it wasn't Jared, so it had to be you and somebody else.
For the record, doucheatheart.com, it's available.
Okay.
But you better buy it before the show goes live.
Yeah. Because all six viewers are going to be running after it. Okay, so to make this better, usually Jared is the one that has to prepare all the sounds, Adam, but not this time. I did it myself.
So if it's subpar, you know who to blame.
So you know why it is. Well, and I also used a video camera mic. It was not a handheld mic, so I apologize about that.
The excuses come rolling in there.
That's exactly it. The content's going to be so good, Adam.
It's cinema verite, Shane.
Exactly. Is that like salsa verde?
Sure.
Okay.
So like that.
Here's how we're going to play the game. I have asked Ashley 10 questions. Mm-hmm. You guys are going to hear the question.
Important to note before we start, is it Ashley L-E-Y or L-E-I-G-H?
It's Ashley with a Y. Okay. There's no G-H here.
Okay.
So I've asked her 10 questions. You guys will hear the question. Then it's going to be up to you to decide whether she will get it right or she will get it wrong. The person that guesses correctly the most
takes their clothes off
and bathes themselves in turkey gravy in Jared's tub. It's still there.
Wow. Yeah. Well, so you make that much, you got to do something with it.
Let me give you some information on Ashley before we get this started, because I'm sure you want to know. Ashley is 21 years old. She's a high school graduate from a Minnesota, I guess it would be Southern Metro high school.
Why don't you just give her social away while you're
Her social security number is 472. She has some college. She did not graduate from college, but I think she went for about a year. Excuse me. Ugh.
Community or university?
It was a community college, I believe. Be nice to Ashley.
Do you know who you're talking? You know who just said that?
Yes.
Okay.
If we're ever going to get it back on the show, you better show. Well, she's never heard this before, so let's be honest. I don't even think she knows what a podcast is. And currently, her occupation, she is a very successful manager at a nationwide shoe retailer. And I am not joking about this. She's very, very good at her job and excels at all levels. So
she's Carrie's relative?
She's Carrie's cousin, yes.
Does she get a discount?
She does get a discount. Sweet. And she did get my Chuck Taylors at a nice, nice discount, Adam. So that's not enough. We have one sample question so you guys can get a feel of what she might answer. So, Jared, could you play that sample question?
How many sides are on a pentagon?
Okay, so a pentagon, Adam, how many sides are on a pentagon?
I believe there are five sides.
Five sides. Pentagon. Jared, you concur.
I agree. There are
five. Okay, he agrees. Let's play the answer.
Five.
Okay, so she knows
geometry.
She knows geometry. That's a lock. So any math questions, you got to think that that's a possibility.
Okay.
So let's. You guys ready?
Sure. I think so. That's yeah,
cool. And we'll just kind of
Can we talk about the last competition to the death that Jared and I had, and what happened during that?
What happened?
It was the numbers one.
The numbers one. Yes, I destroyed Jared, I believe.
Well, let's see if Jared can step up and be a man about this. Jared, question one.
Okay. Which two state names contain the word south?
Okay,
south.
South.
Okay.
So there's two states that have south in it. Correct answer, I believe, would be
Florida and
South Florida,
South Georgia,
South Carolina, South Dakota would be the correct answer. Let's start with Jared. Jared, you heard the Pentagon question. She was right on target with that one. Is it possible that she could get two in a row?
Hmm.
Talk me through your answers, yeah, by the way. I like that. Give me your logic behind this.
I mean, I have really nothing to go on. Obviously, she seemed confident in the first answer. So I'm going to say she knows this. Until proven wrong, I'm going to ride this horse and say she knows it.
Okay. And Adam?
Well, South Dakota's right here. She's from Minnesota.
Yes, she is.
So I have to think she'd be able to get that one. And South Carolina is, you know, it's not like...
Wait,
if
she
didn't live around
is
here.
Is she a Stephen Colbert fan?
Ah, this is an excellent question.
My guess would be no.
Bio.
No. Right. She probably likes the hills, but I don't know that for sure.
All right.
So you're saying yes as well?
I'm going to say yes as well.
Okay. We've got two yeses for question one, Jared.
South Dakota and South Carolina.
All right.
Okay, I think she might have been a little insulted that I asked that question. She was laughing at me. So you both got it correct. That gives us a score of 1-1.
Awesome.
Let's give question number two.
What does DC stand for?
Ooh, is she a comic book fan?
No. It's not. I mean, there could be a number of different answers for that, obviously.
Yeah,
Direct Current,
right.
District of Columbia.
True.
I don't know what DC stands for.
Adam can answer first on this one.
Yeah, Adam is first. Does she know what DC stands for?
I would have to think she does.
Okay.
That's it? Just note that.
That's it? There's no any reason behind that?
She was bright enough to know that there are two states that have South in it, so I have to, until proven otherwise, assume that she's not in...
Boy, I should have ordered these questions to give you a zinger right away, I guess. I don't know. What to... Shake it up a little bit, Jared.
I'm already going to break with my what I thought I was going to say. I was going to write it until she gets it wrong. I'm going to say she does not.
Any
know.
Reason? Just
I just
gut?
Got a feeling that it's
because Jared's a jerk and he hates women.
No,
she's going to wow you with just.
I just got a feeling that DC is not. It's not going to come through. It's just my gut. Playing my gut.
Okay, well, let's hear the answer to question number two.
District of Columbia.
No!
Oh, she really? And there was no hesitation.
Damn, she's going to know all of them, isn't she?
Well, if she did, I will just say this. If she did, we wouldn't be playing the game because it wouldn't be any fun. So she does get some wrong.
Now we know it's more than one.
Like I said.
Why don't you just tell us every answer?
Okay. The next answer is... I don't even know the order of the questions.
We're done with
the
show.
Okay. So let's go on to question number three and see if Ashley can embarrass herself.
Who hosts Survivor?
Ooh.
Okay, so I wanted to... Beyond giving her general knowledge, I also wanted to throw in some pop culture references. You know, she's 21 years old.
Who still watches Survivor?
I watch it regularly.
Yeah, but you're old.
She's only 21, though? I'm going first.
She is 21 years old. Jared goes first.
I think she's too young. I don't think she didn't grow up watching... Maybe she did grow up watching Survivor.
Well, I mean, Survivor's been on for...
A long time. That's
for 6 or 7 years, so...
I think longer than that.
But do kids watch it?
No, they have multiple.
Do the young whippersnappers out there?
I don't actually study...
They're all kids to me now, since I'm a ripe old 35. I'm going to say no. She does not know who the host of Rock and Roll Jeopardy is.
Very nice. I would say
Emmy award-winning Rock and Roll Jeopardy host.
Even if you were a casual watcher of Survivor, you may not remember Jeff Probst. So I'm going to say no.
So we've got two doubters in the house.
Yep.
Let's see if Ashley does or does not know the host of Survivor.
I'm just going to say Ryan Seacrest because he hosts everything.
Wow. Shane, is Ryan Seacrest in the room right now? Is he ghost hosting for you?
I think he is.
Okay. I thought I saw some notes being passed your way.
So let's recap the scores right now. Adam has got a perfect score of 3. Jared is trailing with 2 correct answers. But it's anybody's game. We're not even 1/3 of the way through it yet.
I know my Palmer Shine clan.
Well, I'm not related to her, so
well,
it would not be.
Come on.
Okay.
Now, if you break out a Shane Crest out, I'm going to know something's up.
Shane Crest out. Okay, let's hear your question number 4, Jared.
Who is our vice president?
Right now?
Right now.
Wow.
I kept that one in there because I liked it. I liked their response.
Right now?
We're going to Adam.
Wow. I don't know. Like, what did that response mean? That right now? Like,
I'm going to have to let you think about
that. Maybe she's just clarifying. I don't know.
It was almost like she was saying, we have a vice president right now.
Didn't we phase that out?
Right. I mean, he says he's not part of the executive
branch.
What
does the vice president even do?
He just hides in a bunker.
Or she was shocked at the stupidity level of these first 4 questions. Did you tell her, by the way, that it was not Ryan Seacrest? Did you tell her when she was right and wrong?
I think so. Okay. I think so. I'd have to go back and listen to review the tape, as they say.
I have to say she knew D.C. She knew South Carolina. She knew the geography questions.
She knew Seacrest.
She wasn't sure if we have a vice president as of this moment,
well,
though.
I don't know that's what that reaction meant. But sometimes, like especially the last 2 months, Dick Cheney's name just does not come up. So I'm going to say no.
Okay, Adam says no. Jared, what is your response?
See, now I'm torn. Do I want to go against Adam now and try to make up some ground? Or do I want to just pace him until I see my opening?
Like a thoroughbred.
Because my gut says she doesn't know it.
Well.
So I'm going to agree with Adam. She doesn't know.
We've got two no's.
He said he agrees with me.
What?
So you say she does know or she does not
what
know?
What did Adam say?
Adam said no.
Yeah.
She does not know.
That's what I say. No, she does
I'm just
not
saying,
know.
I'm just saying you're agreeing, just not with
For the record, Jared's theory of voting yes, he's crushed. He's voted no three times.
Completely out.
Okay, so let's hear what the answer is.
I know he shot somebody, didn't he? Dick Cheney.
What? Damn it.
She even knew he shot someone.
She did.
She's really a tricky one.
She's a tricky girl. So we're almost halfway through, and it's quite a game so far.
You circled both of us right there, by the way. And I don't know if the circle means it's a point or not.
Sorry. I'm getting all my wires crossed.
I'm all in blind.
So it's 3-2. Adam still leads after four questions. Let's hear question number five.
How many senators do each state have?
Jared, we're going to you first.
So far she's doing well with the political stuff. So this has me. This gives me pause.
Technically, wouldn't it be how many does each state?
Whatever.
Have? I could. How many?
This isn't a grammar contest, buddy.
Ooh. I'm gonna say no. She doesn't know. I think there's a lot of people out there who don't know, and that's inexcusable.
Adam.
Well, now at this point, it's coming down to the last half of it.
we're almost halfway done, and we're not coming down to the last half of it.
So now I should just try to keep pacing Jared.
Right, and just preserve the lead, right?
Right.
We're not playing that way.
He's playing ball control.
We're not playing ball control.
He can do whatever he wants, Jared.
I'm
not afraid.
I feel bad like going against her, but I feel like a lot of times people get those mixed up, so I'm going to say no.
That's two no's, Shane.
We've got two no's for question number five.
There's one.
There's one.
No.
Well, so that, and I have to say this, when I asked that question, Ashley was sitting there, and then there was a whole room of everybody else kind of taking the test, so they were allowed to talk after. And Al, the music guru of the scope, he was trying to say, well, doesn't Nebraska only have one? There were people in the room that were convinced that it was sometimes one. And
no.
Sorry, Al, it's not that way.
How many DC have that? They have one? Though?
Zero.
They have zero?
They get no representation, real representation in Congress. They have that one lady who's always on Colbert, but
right.
There you
she
have
doesn't
it.
Really.
So after five.
What about Guam?
After five,
yep.
Adam has four correct and Jared has three.
Turned out to be kind of a boring game there, Shane. Someone call a snoozer.
Well, why is that?
Because there's no competition. Adam jumps out to an early lead and he just coasts.
He's not going to do that. He's going to play. He's going to play it like he means.
Well, that's
it.
Why we alternate every question.
Yes. So let's go to question number six, shall we? This is a good one.
Yeah.
How many days are in the month of December?
Ooh.
Okay. So who goes first on this one, Jared? Is it you?
I know. Nope, right? It's Adam.
Adam.
I mean,
days in December.
Okay. She's an adult.
She is an adult. She has a paying job.
She graduated from...
She should know the knuckle trick. I don't know
the knuckle trick.
What's really?
There's a knuckle trick?
The big knuckles, there's 31 days. So you say January, then in the middle of the two knuckles, February does not have 31. March, 31. April, not. May, yes. June, no. July, August, you count on the same one. So knuckle.
Okay.
They both have 31 days.
Yeah, yeah.
September,
okay.
30. October 31.
Yeah.
November 30. December 31.
Holy shit. And anyone can do that.
Anyone. If you've gotten the right amount of knuckles, you can do it.
No. If you only have two knuckles, you can do it.
I suppose.
I don't know.
That would be the Special Olympic.
I'm not going to say anymore. I think that, yes, she
knows. It works for me, too.
Okay. I was going to say she should also probably know that New Year's is... on the 31st. So how can you not know it's got 31 days?
Jared?
I got to agree. I'm not going to make up any ground here. I know that, but I agree. You're hoping I think she knows it.
You're hoping you won't lose any.
You got to know that, right?
And also, she is a manager at a shoe retailer, which...
With some college, so...
But... But, you know, it is part. That is part of the biggest selling season of the year.
Yeah,
you would
exactly.
hope that she would know.
Was
that.
There a calendar in the room when you?
No calendars.
This?
No calendars.
Was she using her cell phone?
No.
Possibly.
No.
Look at a
no.
Okay.
What time of day was it?
It was evening.
Was this post or pre dinner?
Post dinner.
Okay, so plenty of food, brain working.
Yeah, I like.
Yep, she knows it.
Okay, let's hit it.
31.
Yeah, there you go. Just like
all
we
right.
thought, Shane.
Just like you
you're
won.
Not, you're not so smart.
Like a detective.
I love it. Let's jump right into question 7.
What is a hat trick?
Oh.
It's a sports question now. Now we're changing things up.
Here's the thing. She is a Minnesota girl.
Born and raised.
Much, I don't know how much she was into sports in the high school. Wow. Hat trick. I'm going to go she knows it. I'm going to say she knows a hat trick, Shane.
Jared's going with his gut. What is Adam going with?
I should just agree with him, but I'm going to say.
What do you really think? Think it through.
He just wants to win.
No,
he
no,
wants the big
no,
money, no. big prize.
No, I want us to get to the tiebreaker. Is there a tiebreaker?
There's no tiebreaker.
Oh, well, we're screwed then.
well, there will be another set of questions at a later date. So if there's a tie, then you could just play it out there.
I just don't. Okay, I'm trying to think of people that I know that are from here that are girls.
Mm-hmm.
And that it counts. That's like two people. And I think they both know what a hat trick is. Can I call Mandy real quick?
There's no phone a friend. There's no phone a friend.
There really should be.
She know what? I'm just gonna say no.
Adam says no. Jared says yes. Let's hear Ashley's answer.
It's when you get three something, three goals, three in a sport.
There we go.
Does that qualify? She didn't say hockey, but...
Oh, it qualifies.
Yeah! Suddenly it's tied. Woo!
They get... No, you gave me a circle again. They call it a hat trick in, like, anytime you watch SportsCenter, anytime they get three of anything, they call it that now, so...
Mm. Well, I wasn't aware of the revisionist history of the hat trick.
For the record, Ashley did play hockey, but I wasn't going to give that one.
Well, that's fair, because if you'd given that away, we'd know for sure.
Yep.
Sweet. Tied game going into the final three questions.
So we've got three questions left. The next question is 8. Jared is going to press the button, and we're going to hear it.
VH1's Rock of Love bachelor Bret Michaels fronted what 80s hair band?
Ooh. She's 21,
okay.
Right?
She's 21, so she's in that prime demo to bang him.
Jared goes first.
I thought I go first.
No, Adam goes first.
Adam goes first, okay.
Is she an alcoholic?
Is she a fan of boxed
wine?
I
can't answer that question.
Can't or won't?
I can't. I don't know. I couldn't give the answer. My guess would be no, she is not an alcoholic and she's not a stripper, I will tell you that much.
Exotic dancer?
Not even that.
We haven't really gotten into any kind of musical anything so far. I'm gonna say even if you watch that show, it's easy enough to just miss the fact that it was Poison, so I'm gonna say no. As I try to convince
I'm writing down. No, Jared, what is your thought process on this?
See, I have to agree. I don't think that she's too young to really have. She would have missed the whole Poison phenomenon, and yeah, doesn't come up.
You're
much
saying you'd have
show.
To be paying more attention, and even if you were paying attention to that show, you still might not know it, especially if you're a youngster.
Because he doesn't really talk about Poison so much. He talks about his solo career.
Not too much. That is very true.
I'm going to say she doesn't know.
Okay, let's roll it.
I don't know any bands. I know who he is. I know what he looks like. I'm just going to throw Kiss out there because we talked about it.
No,
we didn't really talk about Kiss, but...
She does not know.
She does not know. So this is a barn burner, guys. Question 9, let's hear it.
What is the capital of Minnesota?
Capital of Minnesota.
See, this is the trick one here, isn't it? Because it's so close to home. She didn't know senators. She did know who the vice president was, and she did know
the one we have right now, even she knew.
Yes. So she knows national politics to some extent. Boo. God, tough question.
Boo.
Shane, you said you wanted to hear us talk it out.
I love
it. Talking it out.
Oh, I love your sound effects, though. I think it's charming.
I'm going to say no. She doesn't know that St. Paul is the capital of Minnesota. She's probably going to go with Minneapolis.
Adam, your opinion.
I was going to say yes until Till Jared just said she's probably going to say it's Minneapolis, and I could see that happening. It's just easy. I think a lot of people probably say New York is the capital of New York City.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Some would say Pierre is capital of South Dakota. Crazy people.
How could you not know if you live here, especially in the metro area? I'm going to say yes. I don't want to tie.
She knows it?
Yeah, I'm going to say yes, she knows it.
So we are going to have a leader after 9 questions.
This could be tough.
Jared, play the answer.
St. Paul.
No!
Oh! Yes!
I fought hard to return to glory, and I just fell apart there.
Well,
I have a chance to tie yet.
No, you don't.
Sure I do.
Oh, damn it. I had to go first.
Adam
I do.
Is very
whatever answer Adam answers, I have to answer opposite. So
okay, well,
it's almost pointless to do this question. So let's just quick wrap it up.
Let's play it. Let's play it.
Where would you find the Louvre?
Oh. In the water closet?
Can I request her high school report card?
Yeah. The most famous museum in history.
Did she take French or Spanish?
Oh, yeah. The Louvre, the most famous.
Not in American history.
Yeah, come on, Shane. Patriotism.
The Louvre. Did you say country or city?
I just said, where would you find it? So I would take, for an answer, I would take anything that would be remotely.
Paris, Texas.
Mm-hmm. I would not accept Paris, Texas.
What about Paris Hilton?
Good to know.
I would laugh and then put a big cross X through it. No,
that's fair.
I'm trying to think, like, where do you ever really hear it brought up? It definitely is a general knowledge question.
Not on Fox News, that's
no.
for sure.
No, no.
She's not that far from high school,
right?
You know, so
right.
It's not like you're asking someone who's 45.
Right.
So she may have been exposed to that knowledge much more recently than
in those
the
in
average
the liberal
person.
College she went to.
The average mouth breather.
If she did really anything to do with art, I'm going to say no.
And Shane, because it's my only chance, I'm going to say yes. She knows it. I have no thought process at all.
It's a blind
purely
guess.
My shot at tying up the game.
Well, let's see if Jared can tie the game.
In the Olympics in the winter.
All right, there we go.
And Shane, the biathlon is in France.
What did she think it was?
The luge.
The luge.
Oh, that's gold right there. Good one to close it out on, I got to say.
So let's to recap the scores. Jared has a respectable 6. That would be a D.
Fine.
Adam, on the other hand, got 8 out of 10 correct. So Adam is our winner. Really, it was a 1-point game. Jared just had to bust it out.
I did.
So,
what would you have guessed?
I would have said no,
okay,
initially, but what are you going to do?
I'll
give you that mercy point.
So it's 8-6, and as I said before, we do have another batch of questions. At some point, we'll pull out. They are ready to go when we are too lazy to put a show together.
Right.
But expect more.
Next week, then.
Next episode.
Next episode, we're doing it.
Are we going to have other people competing, or is it going to be the two of us again?
Well, we'd have to get perfect strangers to do it, because a lot of our regular guests on the show were there when it was being recorded. So we'll see. We can.
John and Earl were there? Really?
No. Well, oh. John and Earl.
So one regular guest.
One regular guest.
Gary was there? Molly was there?
Oh, Jesus. Let's wrap this up. Let's.
Jared, he invited the entire our entire fan base.
Shocking.
I think it's time for another scope.
No, I guess it wants.
Something get me out of here. I'm being attacked. Or maybe it's even time to take a break.
Yeah.
And then we'll come back.
Okay.
Jared, we will come back to the show
right.
with all of our regular bits
uh-huh.
and moments of excitement. So thanks for listening.
All right.
It's time to bust a move with Scope Sounds, the Scope Song of the Week. Drop that beat, homie.
Yeah, from the Pod Save Music Network at music.podshow.com. It's the Vinyl Stranger, Patriotic Girl. I know there's a lot of fans of Sarah Palin out there. I don't think this has anything to do with her, but keep it locked in and enjoy. Right here.
I don't know her. Maybe if I did, could I justify all alibis for everything she did? Sweet November, not a cloud in sight. So she picks a fight to prove she's right, and all is black and white at killing time. She's a patriotic girl, USA.
not like anyone in the world. But there's no way to believe in what she says, cause her eyes are misled. I don't know her like I thought I did. A long time ago she used to glow, now everyone's her foe. Sweet December, not a friend in sight. I don't know where they went, or if it meant that everyone's content with killing time. She's a patriotic girl, has a sense of place in the world.
You're listening to The Scope.
Under the Scope.
This is Under the Scope, brought to you by the Jew, the wannabe Jew, and the tech guy who is terrifically endowed.
But giant penis.
But really isn't. As you all know, the Jew reads the news, so let's get to it. I'm sure this has nothing to do except money and Hollywood, so let's get right at it.
Let's see. First story. Adam lost a lot of money on Hollywood's Emmys, betting on that this week. Okay. So the Emmy Awards were last night, or if you're listening to this on Tuesday, they were this past weekend. HBO led the way, I guess, with 10 overall awards. NBC had 4. ABC had 3. AMC became the first basic cable network to win a best series.
Huge news.
Picking up 3 total for their Mad Men show. Comedy Central came in with 2, and FX also had 2. Meaning that 3 basic cable channels had more Emmys than CBS.
Ouch.
And Fox put together.
Let's get into this right now, Adam. Ever since The Sopranos, Frasier, Will and Grace went off the air, all the weird people win. There's no Kelsey Grammer that wins it 18 years in a row, or yeah. David Hyde Pierce. It's some weird guy, Malcolm Middle's dad from other shows, and it's very strange.
It's much better, I think.
I think it probably is better.
That was just coasting for years and years.
Yeah, just coasting. Gandolfini's going to win again.
Couldn't you make an argument that maybe the Emmys are a bit detached from what America is actually watching? I mean,
well, considering that 3.5 or 2.5 Men is the highest rated
sitcom. Got nominated. It had like 2 or 3 nominations.
It did. I don't think it won anything. No. But
well, that's good, probably.
Yeah, it probably is.
And not for lack of trying on John Cryer's part, because he's excellent.
He tries so much. Are you going to talk about the format of the show? Is that in your news?
No,
bit?
I was also just going to mention which ones kind of took home the most, and then kind of was going to focus on a couple awards.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, focus away.
John Adams came in with 5.
You watched that, correct?
I watched the
I thought you said it was boring.
I watched it all on. I watched it on DVD.
Did you like it, Jared?
I did.
It got better at the end. The middle sagged, I think.
Yeah, potentially. Yeah.
He's kind of not the right pick for that. That was kind of a weird.
Who, Paul Giamatti?
Paul Giamatti.
I thought he was perfectly cast.
I don't know. I mean, okay. I think that John Adams in general is a weird hero to focus on because,
well, he wasn't a very liked gentleman,
right?
And he was kind of curmudgeon-y.
I'm honestly more excited for what's his name? The guy. That
I think Will Smith really should have been cast. Honestly,
Who's the writer?
I like him.
McCullough.
McGee.
David McCullough, is that who wrote the actual book and that's based on?
I don't know.
He did one called 1776 also, which is more of a history lesson on that year and the surrounding events. And I think it and HBO already signed the rights for that, and they're going to do a miniseries based on that. And I think that'll be much more exciting because it'll focus more on the war and everything. And I like politics and I like history, so I was definitely a good audience for that show, but like it got terrible ratings.
It was a tough show to follow, too, because every episode covered such a broad period.
Right.
And it's like when you get to the next one, and it's like 5 years later, right. And then it's 10 years later.
And half of it's in like the gayest version of Europe ever.
Yeah.
It's just like, what's going
France
on
is very
here?
Gay.
Yes. 30 Rock came in. So another unwatched show.
Wins everything.
With four awards.
I would say that it's probably deserved it.
I love that show.
Sure.
It's just no one watches it. So kind of going back to what you were saying earlier about it.
Now that they know that Sarah Palin stars in it, I think that they get much higher ratings.
Mad Men, I think Molly's favorite show, came in with two.
Never seen it.
Damages.
What was that quote from Tina Fey? FX that Sarah Palin has a crazy voice?
Yeah.
I've been telling people that her voice now, her like actual microphone voice, is one of the most shrill, annoying things I've ever heard.
It's very hard.
You're talking about Molly or Sarah Palin?
A little bit of both.
Right.
Damages, the Glenn Close FX.
What does she play, like a DA or something in that show?
Something
do you know?
Like that.
Haven't watched her since Fatal Attraction.
And
no, it was 102 Dalmatians.
You're right. I love
I'm
me some Cruella.
And HBO's. Movie Recount also picked up too. And if you've never seen Recount and you voted for Gore, that movie will make you both incredibly annoyed and hate life, but it's amazing just how good what's her name plays Catherine Harris.
Laura Dern.
Laura Dern. Like, I mean, amazing how
who do you like less, Catherine Harris or Sarah Palin? You personally, Adam. I don't do politics.
Considering we don't know anything about Sarah Palin, I would have to say Catherine Harris.
Can Catherine Harris see Russia from her house?
No. She can see Cuba,
though.
She can
see Cuba.
Cuba.
Key West.
It's the Hispanic Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And then just a couple I wanted to mention
Russian.
And focus on. The Daily Show won Best Variety Comedy Series. And my favorite award is always the writing in a variety and comedy series because it's
so
when
Colbert
they
didn't win again.
No, he won. That's what they won. They won writing in the comedy, whatever. Because they always do the funny
the
thing.
Montage where they have all the writers. Yeah.
And
did you see the montage this year?
I did. I thought the Colbert one was great.
Yeah, that was good. And I actually thought the Conan O'Brien one worked
very well. Yes.
You're like, what is going on with this? Oh, it's Angelina and Conan's children.
Yeah.
And then I just wanted to mention that Pushing Daisies, which didn't win any series awards, Barry Sonnenfeld won Best Directing for the pilot of Pushing Daisies.
Which probably he deserves that. It was very well directed.
I thought so.
Let's talk about the actual production of the show.
Yeah.
Terrible.
And nothing to say on the matter.
They went with I don't understand the thought process behind this, but they went with the five nominated hosts for a reality program to be the hosts of the show.
Okay.
And let's get something straight.
Timely, guys. Timely.
It doesn't matter how much Hollywood says or how much people say that Hollywood accepts, the Hollywood elite, if you will, accepts reality programs. They don't like reality programs.
Who were the hosts then? Because I didn't watch it, Shane.
Let's go.
Tell me.
Tom Bergeron.
Yep. Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest. Jeff Probst. Howie Mandel.
Okay.
And that broad from Project Runway.
She prefers Dame.
Don't know.
What's her name?
Heidi Klum.
Heidi Klum was in there.
No Hot Tamale Train? No?
No Hot Tamale Train. And here's the thing. This is true. This is according to Jeff Probst himself.
Was Seacrest there?
Yes, Seacrest was there. They could not agree on what to do for the opening of the show. So they went up there for about 5 minutes and prattled and rattled on about how they had nothing to do. And they had
this was the bit.
And they had nothing prepared. That was the bit. Until...
So it was very real.
Yeah, until three of them walked off, and then Tom and Heidi were standing there, and then Tom got William Shatner from the audience, and they pulled off Heidi's. She was wearing like a man's tuxedo, and underneath she had a tiny short skirt, hot pants type thing.
Wow. Now, did they have to
go
through
a
reward
challenge?
So it
was sexist, offensive, and not funny all at the same time.
Any sort of immunity challenge?
No immunity challenge.
So I didn't see that. The first award I turned in for was Best Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series.
Yeah.
And it went to...
Piven.
Jeremy Piven. So
and he thrashed them.
He was kind of dying up there. No one was really laughing at anything he said. So then he like made some joke kind of about himself.
He said, I could stand up here and talk for 12 minutes. You know, what do you think of that?
That'd be the opening of the show.
Oh,
that's what he said.
So who was nominated for Eviction?
No one was nominated for Eviction. And here's the kicker.
No
Oprah Winfrey introduced them. Could you imagine?
It's like
slumming it. She is introducing the hosts, which are reality show.
Well, and it's funny because you always hear about people talk about how in Hollywood they hate reality shows because, you know.
They take away jobs and they're scam artists and they don't know what they're doing. It's all a joke. Oh, Jared, we're losing him. He's yawning up
Shut
a storm.
Up. You don't have to call attention to
it. Oh, I'm calling it out.
It's behind the scenes magic. And then at the, only the people watching the stream can see that.
One of the
I've got it on quick right now.
One of the last awards given was the best host for reality show, and Jimmy Kimmel
was that none of the five?
Jimmy Kimmel actually did it, and they kind of styled it like a American Idol sort of thing, and he, you know, went through all the cliches of, okay, you two take two steps forward and blah, blah, blah. He did that. Yeah. Then he was just about to announce it, and then he cut to a commercial break right in the middle of the award.
Let me guess, Probst.
And then at the very end of the day, Jeff Probst won it. And he did thank Jimmy Kimmel. He said, yep, Jimmy Kimmel told us the opening monologue wasn't going to work, but we didn't listen to him, and he was right. So there you go. That was the Emmys, and it was worse than last year's Theater in the Round with Ryan Seacrest, which was pretty bad. So next year they need to get an actual comedian or a talk show host, somebody in there that has a little bit of rapport with the audience. And
let me ask you something.
Again,
as someone who doesn't watch very many award shows, they've done the Emmys for a number of years now, right?
Yes.
And I would assume that in the past it's been a successful broadcast.
Yes.
It's like SNL. Everyone always hates it the year it happens.
It's, right. It's always old. It's kind of an old school thing, though.
Okay.
You know?
I'm just saying, do they really don't need to try that hard, do they?
No.
I mean,
they can just leave things alone.
Can they just maybe have a comedian go up, do a couple jokes, start the show, and just go through the awards?
Yeah, they could do that.
I mean, just...
No showmanship, then.
Get in there, get out, save some money.
I will say that, as awkward as it was, the Ricky Gervais giving me my Emmy back from Steve Carell was... I thought it was hilarious.
It was very good. And then they had Josh Groban, you know, the opera singer star, heartthrob, who was very strange. He sang He sang a medley of all these television theme show...
Any Disney hits in there?
And it was very bizarre, but he would, like, switch in and out of voices, and sometimes he'd sing it in a very operatic way, and then he did the South Park theme, and it was like he was doing the South Park theme. He did Cartman and the whole thing. It was really bizarre, but...
Did he hit Ugly Betty?
He did. Ugly Betty does not have any words, so I'm sorry.
I don't even know.
No, he did not.
How about Grey's Anatomy, Shane?
He didn't hit that, but he did hit Law & Order twice.
Okay, good to know.
So there you go. Adam, what is your next story? I'm sorry to hijack that.
It's all right. So it's being branded as Google's phone, but it's really a T-Mobile phone. In any event, the first Android,
baby.
OS that Google has developed for phones, for open OS for phones. The first phone running it is coming out in the second week of October.
But aren't they having a reveal tomorrow?
Yes.
What do you nerds think of that? I don't know anything about this.
I'm kind of curious to see what it's like.
Yeah. I keep hearing it's complete shit, but that's from the TechCrunch people, and they just kind of hate everything.
And are they going to really call it Android, or is that just the code name?
That's as far as I mean, they'll probably call it Google really Mobile OS or something. As
there you go.
That's
a slick name right there. Let's get Seinfeld on board for the ads.
Well, not anymore, though, right? We're going to...
Google your butt.
Hey, Microsoft fired me. I'm going for Google. What's up with that?
See, they're Jerry Seinfeld or Don Knotts. I'm not sure.
Andy, help me out of the cell.
The $200 device is actually manufactured by HTC, the same company that makes my phone.
And mine.
And yours.
Right there, HTC, right on the back.
All right, I believe you.
Right, you want to see it? Where's the cam? For the stream.
You guys, we have a live stream coming at you.
Yeah, it's running off of my phone. We should have dueling quick streams.
We should. They'll just be our phones.
Yeah.
I don't have 3G.
So anyway, yeah, it's the big thing about it is that it's an open OS. It will, in theory, eventually run on pretty much any smartphone.
That means you can get porn on it, right?
Yes. Nice.
Okay.
Jared signs himself up for one right now. Tick, 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 tick. That's hip typing on.
So anyway,
thank you, Tom.
I guess maybe that's where it'll be better next week, but that's too far away. Yeah. So who cares?
Not hot.
Next up, Sarah Palin's Yahoo email accounts were hacked, two of them. So I really like this story. So details emerged Thursday behind the break-in of Republican vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin's email accounts, including a firsthand account suggesting it was vulnerable because a hacker was able to impersonate her online and obtain her password. The hacker guessed that it was a Yahoo email account.
Mm-hmm.
If you do, you know, forgot my password, it asks you a series of questions. So the hacker guessed that Alaska's governor had met her husband in high school. So one of the questions was, when did you meet? You know, and then
oh my, okay,
the first dude. And new Palin's date of birth and home zip code, just from, you know, public records. And those are the questions.
So. Wow.
So doesn't that mean that anyone with a Yahoo email account is potentially vulnerable?
Sure. If that's your secret question.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you know, you've got probably lots of different
options. Still, I mean, if you knew someone well enough, you could probably guess the answers to a lot of those questions if they come up.
Yep.
That's kind of scary. Fix it, Yahoo. I'm putting the call out to Yahoo to fix it.
The group known as Anonymous, who we did a story on.
They're really good. Real good name.
Because they were doing...
We don't know.
They're doing protests against the Churches of Scientology. I think sometime in the winter, like they had like these huge protests in a bunch of cities. They've taken credit for it. They published screenshots of the email messages and images that came from both gov.palin@yahoo.com and gov.sarah@yahoo.com. So the big thing about this, and this is now it's out of news and into opinion, but so you know those Yahoo accounts issues. Turns out they're not so safe. They were broken into. Well, hold on one second. I have
very well prepared.
Scroll down.
They've been deleted. So the accounts have since been
worst
deleted.
Ever.
The issue with that, the accounts themselves being deleted, is that that would actually qualify as destruction of evidence if this case ever goes to the courts. And this kind of also is a much bigger issue because it's actually illegal to have governmental emails not coming through your government servers.
Mm-hmm. It's a public system,
right,
that they're
it's a way to avoid them being tracked.
Because the government systems are required to keep it on file for X number of years.
Yeah, Sarbanes-Oxley. So
do you chalk it up as to deviousness or just plain ignorance in the situation?
On the Palin administration's part?
What are they saying? What is the liberal media elite saying?
They
on
haven't.
This?
They won't tell us anything, and it was an illegal act. So I have to assume that they were doing it on purpose to avoid whatever they were trying to avoid.
And so this group Anonymous was doing it to expose that. Is that their ultimate plan? Not just to be a bunch of douches.
They were doing it because
douches at heart.
Illegal, and I'm sure there's a liberal bent to the group.
That's the way, you know, that's what the world is, the disenfranchised Republican Party.
I know. Mm. Poor white
Christians. See, they've been downtrodden for so long. I mean, when are they going to get their share of power?
Well, they want their own country.
Be careful.
So. Did I say that?
Be careful.
Sorry.
We leave that to Adam. I just set him up and he knocks him down.
Yep. Molly's not here to...
Oh, we don't know what she believes in. Careful.
No, I mean to talk about it with her.
No, she doesn't talk about that stuff. So
I try. I'm playing poker with her on Wednesday nights. So I'll try again.
What do you got for another story here?
This one's near and dear to my heart. World of Warcraft's next expansion, Wrath of the Lich King.
The scope, World of Warcraft update.
Jared sprung
remember,
in his seat when you said
early
that.
Rock, he knows only one thing is near and dear to my heart.
It's not Mandy.
It's not a sex swing, as we covered earlier.
That's yours.
That's mine.
It's World of Warcraft. The
precious moments.
Know, it's been known that it's coming out. We just didn't have a release date.
But you've been a beta tester, haven't you?
I have been a beta tester.
Do you have to start over from zero when?
If you have a max level character right now at 70, and you keep playing that.
So when this comes out, you're going to already be maxed out.
I'll be at 70. There, you can go up to 80 in the expansion.
But as a beta, haven't you leveled your character up?
I got it to like 72, and then I was like, this is pointless. I'm going to have to do that over again, so why?
Okay,
so it starts over when the real one comes out.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
it doesn't carry over
from the beta, but no, you don't start at zero.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Did you find any bugs, any key bugs?
Not bugs. I put in a bunch of suggestions on things that didn't make sense.
Now, do you get to actually... Do you get a copy of it now because you're a beta tester?
No.
I mean, sir. No, sir.
All right. Well,
no, sir.
I thought maybe because he was doing some work.
There's...
It's almost like they've totally got you bitched on this one.
Like, beta keys for this, you know, initially went for like $500. There's a demand for that. There's no need for Blizzard to give, you know, be like,
how
oh,
did you get
so
it?
Helpful.
Was it just a magical thing? I mean, they just random?
I got a guy. It was random.
He's got a guy.
They were, I mean, at first, like the first probably month, there were very few people that were getting it. That's why they were paying so much. But at a certain point, Blizzard's like, well, we want as much feedback as possible, so let's just give it to, you know, a bunch of people. November 13th, 2008. That's
timely story for
just you. In time for the holidays.
Well, you got to go reserve it. So
there all right. It is timely.
Next up, the 360 outsells the Wii and PS3 for the first time in Japan in a weekly sales.
For 1 week only.
Yeah. Well,
were the other systems out of stock?
I don't know.
It was a big RPG release that week, I believe.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And on a related note, I just sent my second Xbox 360 in to be repaired.
Thank you. And finally, the GM Volt, their hybrid car that is similar but different enough from the Prius and what's the Honda one called? Honda, you know, Civic Hybrid and all those.
Right.
It actually, instead of those run in conjunction, you know, they run electric and gas at the same time.
Right.
The Volt runs only on the battery. They have a gas engine in it that just works to recharge the battery as it's moving to keep you.
You see that president of the car company on there on the Colbert Report talking about that? That was kind of funny.
Yeah.
That was kind of funny.
Yeah, you should look it up.
So
they should really get a hip PR guy to doing those things.
Awesome.
It's GM. Yeah, it's a tiny little company, but maybe they can afford this.
Adam, I want your opinion on one thing. Jared and I will stay silent since you are our expert political analyst. What is going to be the outcome of the political debate on Friday between Senator Barack Obama, Senator John McCain, who is going to come out looking better?
Barack Hussein Obama, or the war hero?
Or the war hero. Let's go. Let's give me your take on it. You're very adept at analyzing and knowing, and let's give it a good
McCain. McCain's going in with the kind of the expectations of being better at foreign policy. So I think that he has slightly more to reach for. So I wouldn't be surprised. I think in the end,
that's not a pundit's answer. It's
McCain,
a lot of rambling.
I think in the end, McCain will be shown to have done better.
Will he get a bump in the polls?
Not if the economy stays this way. I don't think
The economy might switch by Friday, changing everything.
Yes.
Dow will be up 3,000 points. Oil will be down to $1.25 a barrel.
Yes. So there we go. Well, Adam says McCain comes out smelling slightly better, Jared.
It's not going to matter. It's going to be a blowout.
It's not going to matter. And there you have it. A blowout.
You're saying the election's going to be a blowout?
310. That's my estimate for. I'm saying Obama wins Kerry states plus Iowa, plus Colorado, plus
Florida. Wow. Does he get Florida? Does he get Florida?
Get Florida. Too many old racists there.
What about Guam?
I think I don't care about
those. He did live
people.
In Hawaii, so Guam is in the Pacific.
My guess is that Adam has his own red and blue board of the United States of America, and he updates the leaning states every day.
He's conducting his own polls, Shane. He called me. It was really late.
I don't know if you guys remember.
The Sitnik Times poll.
Do you guys remember Dick Morris, the old Clinton campaign strategist and advisor?
He
got busted for prostitution and people kept saying
who wouldn't set him
up and stuff,
yeah,
and all this stuff. So he hates the Clintons now. He's a guy for Fox News now. Anyway, he has his own thing that he's showing on Fox News on his website of what he believes, you know, how he thinks things are going to shake up. And this is terrible how the visual, so never mind. So yeah.
what does he say?
They're the worst estimates ever. Like, he has Iowa as strong McCain when there hasn't been a poll in the single digits showing, you know, McCain within a single digits of Obama since before the primaries. He has Hawaii as lean Obama, not strong Obama, lean Obama. He's Hawaiian, or he's not Hawaiian, you know, like he's from Hawaii.
He's one of them.
So just none of it makes any sense. And
that's the wishful thinking.
Yes.
Political map.
It's the one that I like to go by so that I can be shocked. I have a huge issue during the 2006 election, you know, when the Democrats took the House and Senate back. I was up till 3 a.m. watching,
leading to the destruction of our country, by the way.
Yes.
Do nothing.
It's their fault. The economic crisis. I don't know if you've seen, but
I have not.
It's that
I am politically independent.
The Republicans' new talking point is that they forced Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to give too many loans to black people, and that's why it all collapsed. That's the Republican talking point anyway.
Oh. There we go. And let's move on to reviews. Let's see if Adam can interject a little bit more of his political opinions into the review.
You asked.
How dare you, sir?
Is it November yet
for this? I wish.
All right, let's go, Adam. What are we reviewing
this
week?
We're reviewing Fringe.
Oh,
Fringe is
a surprise to me.
Show from J.J. Abrams.
Is this a song show?
And his Bad Robot production company. Guys,
it's
just get through this.
It's a Bon Jovi documentary.
This is the fourth series J.J. Abrams has created.
Spearheaded?
Yes. How do you say? Along with Joss Whedon's Dollhouse, Fringe is part of a new Fox initiative known as Remote Free TV. Episodes of Fringe will be longer than standard dramas on network television. It will air with half the commercials and promo spots, adding about 6 minutes to the show's run time.
They do. They always say it'll be back in 30 seconds.
I don't like it, by the way.
I want my shows to be 44 minutes, and that's it.
Well, I only have so much time, damn it.
They don't care.
Fuckers.
The show is described by its creators as a cross between
as awesome,
X-Files.
Awesome, kick-ass, best show ever. You will tune in or I will slay your children. That's how he described it. I read it in Hollywood Reporter.
The X-Files. You mean in the rags?
Yeah,
the Hollywood rags?
Exactly.
The Jewish X-Files, media. Altered States, The Twilight Zone, Dark Angel. But I'm sure you can find some Twin Peaks and even a lot of CSI elements as part of the show.
Jared, you heard the ratings have been so good that they're actually considering a spinoff already?
Really?
It's called Bedazzled.
Bedazzled? Is that what you said? Doesn't even make any sense.
Wow.
Fringe, Bedazzled, come on.
That's a good one.
Okay. Thank you. Is that a good delivery on that?
You got the room shot. What more do you want?
Fringe appears Tuesday on Fox. Shane, what did you think?
Do we have any clips?
He's right into it.
Do we have any clips?
Yes. Do I need to read all this? The show's title refers to the far-reaching areas of science that most view as myth or science fiction.
They're on the fringe. Get it?
Including mind-reading, levitation, invisibility, and even reanimation of the dead.
Contortionism. Predicting the stock market.
Mm-hmm. Fannie Mae.
Our characters balancing your checkbook. An FBI agent who's tracking a serious series of events known as the Pattern.
Cleaning
a crazy scientist
box.
Who was locked up years ago for a crime he was possibly framed for. And the scientist's son, the Mighty Ducks' own Joshua Jackson, a genius in his own right.
Oh,
and
yeah.
at least two people from HBO's Oz in supporting roles. In the second episode, which Jared hasn't watched,
nope.
but that's what we're doing the review for, I thought. The team investigates
Adam makes his own rules.
The strange death of a woman who had an even stranger child. The woman was pregnant for only hours, yet the baby she birthed was fully developed and also aged 80 years, 80, 80.
80, Jared.
Yeah.
In the span of just a few minutes.
You don't have to pay for college then.
No, you don't.
Here, the FBI boss guy explains it all for us.
Can't wait.
17 past midnight, a woman pregnant to term was found alone outside the hospital. She collapsed, suffering severe abdominal pain. She's a Jane Doe. Prints and DNA are being run now. Should have her ID'd by sundown. At 12:24, less than 2 minutes after she was pronounced dead, Ms. Doe became a mother.
Did the baby survive?
The newborn was convulsing, screaming in obvious pain. They placed it in a bassinet, were in the process of transferring it to an intensive care when they realized what was happening. It was growing before their eyes.
Growing? You mean they could see it getting larger?
That's right.
The other kind of growing.
So where's the baby now?
Oh.
It remained alive for nearly half an hour, finally dying from natural causes.
Tom Cruise, so
harsh.
So
he's a meanie.
Well, it turns out our crazy scientist pal actually worked on a similar program for the Defense Department back before he was locked away. We have a clip of that too.
You're right. The pituitary gland has indeed been removed.
Utterly amazing.
And I may be able to posit an hypothesis as to why. Years ago, when I worked with the Defense Department, we were tasked with a program designed to cultivate soldiers.
Cultivate?
Quite literally. Grow them.
It's very dramatic.
It's highly theoretical.
I want all these guys to sound right now.
Fertilized.
We're going to get this guy as our new Tom Cruise.
Cocktail of growth hormones. If perfected, a baby was born and within 3 years aged to the equivalent of a 21-year-old male. A soldier in prime condition.
Not hot.
Wow. Yeah. So that's it.
That's utterly amazing. That was a good one.
Fringe airs Tuesday nights on Fox. I do have one question, though, before we start.
Please go ahead.
What's up with the awful location text that appears after commercial breaks and between scene transitions that says, like, you know, Boston, Massachusetts?
I like that. I think that's cool.
The 3D text? Yeah.
That's cool. It's right out of Panic Room.
Yeah. It's like Infinity.
It was inspired by Panic Room. That's probably one of the coolest parts of the show.
All right.
So you asked me what I thought of it. Let me break it down for you thusly.
Adam's really gets thrown his legs up on the table.
Let's do this right now. I like J.J. Abrams. You know me. I'm a big fan of everything that guy thinks of, practically. And
what about Brian?
I watched every episode.
It was a great show.
What about Brian?
6 Degrees.
Okay.
I like that one, too.
That one I didn't like. But here's the deal. It's 2 episodes in. It plays like a watered-down episode of The X-Files. And it doesn't really inspire or want to be any more than that, it seems like. I think that the casting of Joshua Jackson is a mistake.
Is it stunt casting?
It is stunt casting. He's the recognizable face, but he acts like he did in Dawson's Creek, which he's like Pacey.
What about the American Kate Blanchett?
I actually kind of like her, but she's also...
She's not American either.
She's Australian. Okay. She's Australian, isn't she? Or yep. New Zealand, I don't know.
Australian.
But she almost plays it too solemnly, and
for no real reason.
For no real reason. That's exactly it. No. So you've got this.
She's been hurt.
You've got a show that J.J. Abrams wanted to work as self-contained episodes because Lost always gets shit on for being a show that has got this overall mythology that makes it accessible to the average person. But the only interesting thing to me in Fringe is the overall mythology, which they barely touch on. But at the same time, you can still see where it's going to go and how it's going to play out. And it's just not intriguing enough for me right now. It could get better. I mean, with any new show, I like to give about 4 episodes. So they could just be getting their legs under them to really make a run at a great thing. But I think that Joshua Jackson is a poor casting choice. I talked to Molly about this. It's almost like they wanted someone who was like Sawyer from Lost, you know, kind of that smart alecky attitude. Yeah. And Joshua Jackson doesn't have the command of his acting ability to do that. They need somebody else who can pull that off a little bit more, in my opinion.
Okay.
And the other thing is that the mysteries of the week that they're doing, neither of them have been very intriguing or all that interesting or all that fringy.
I mean, the first one was, but it's just like that they blew their wad the very first second when you saw an entire plane full of people's blah.
Yeah. That was a big setup than the rest of the...
And the other thing that is going to bother me to no end, even though I know it's part of the show, Molly, explain this to me, is every week they're going to encounter a new phenomenon, and guess what? The wacky professor actually did that research. So then he can go back and look in his files and then pull it all together. It just seems like too contrived to me that every single thing...
Well, did you watch Alias?
I did, yes.
Because Alias had a very similar issue where every week they would need a new tech...
Yep.
It's called, what's it called? The Star Trek technology... Whatever it's called. The Star Trek issue where they would invent something that would solve that week's problem.
And Marshall always came up with some sort of solution
for it. Yeah, and you could be like, well, why didn't they use that in season 2? That, you know, like this exact same thing for this almost exact same problem, or why won't they use this again next week?
Yeah. Oh. I want to see the scientist see something he's never seen before and be able to apply his crazy, wacky brain cells to it.
That's not part of the pattern, I assume.
Yeah, but maybe, you know, with clever writing, they can get around that. But, you know, overall, I think the production values are good, and...
Did you see the budget on the pilot? It was like $10 million.
Yeah, although, to me, it didn't look as good as Lost, if you want my opinion, but... Oh, well, that's my take on it. Jared, I'm going to throw it over to you.
I kind of agree with a lot of what you said, though.
Of course.
I'm not as hard on Joshua Jackson as you are. I think he does a serviceable job.
You've always had a man crush on him, let's face it.
Basically, you know, I would go gay for him. But that's beside the point.
I think it's very much a part of it. Let's expound on that.
I haven't watched the second one, so I don't really have a commentary on that. But I think the first one, if you're going to do... what is essentially a 2-hour premiere, even though it was crammed into an hour and a half with, you know, limited commercial interruptions. You need to have a pretty big grand story that's going to draw you in, like Lost did. This one, the opening scene was decent with the plane of you know, all the dead people lining automatically, but after that, it seemed really small to me.
Yeah, that's exactly it. There was nothing epic in it. It seemed very self-contained and
there was nothing
compact.
Unique in how the premise was introduced in that... You have the cop slash FBI agent, whatever the authority figure is, who thinks that she knows how the world is, and then she's introduced to this new crazy world, and then somebody says, "We need you. There's a lot of craziness going on in the world, and you can do a lot of good here," and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
And then, of course, jumped into it quickly, didn't it?
And then, of course, how, you know, she says, no, you know, I don't want any part of that, you know, and then she's got someone who she thinks she knows how he is, and then he turns out not to be who she thinks he is, and it's like, it's kind of been done before, and it didn't feel unique or interesting. And
a double cross.
So I didn't hate it, but it's just really middle of the road for me.
It's a show for me that's on the bubble for watching.
Yeah.
I would almost like to, like, see a J.J. Abrams interview to get, like, a better idea of where, and it shouldn't need that, but, like, I want more information of where he's coming from with it to know why I should. I want him to sell it to me.
Yeah, you need your own personal J.J. Abrams pitch. Get him on the phone.
Because so, I just don't get it. It just doesn't. It seems hello, really formulaic for
Cloverfield Monster,
for a guy.
Adam, I hear that you wanted me to sell you on the show.
Is that what he sounds like?
No. Why is he talking through a rag?
I'm trying to change my voice. Come on.
Yeah, so I don't know.
I'll talk through this bottle. Does that help?
JJ, what are you, in a submarine? Like,
yeah, I am. I'm shooting my next pilot. It takes place underwater.
It sounds like you're in the hatch. Yes.
Why did you ever think of the tailies?
I've been outer space editing the Star Trek film.
You really immerse yourself in the whole project.
Do. Well, you know, I like to create an idea, and then I like to throw it out there and see what happens.
JJ, have you ever built a drum riser for Rock Band 2?
No. I leave that to the experts. All I do is create winning television series.
Well, thank you for What About Brian. Adam, please. Yes. Enough of this shenanigans. Let's cut right to the chase.
Okay, I gotta go. I got a lunch date. We'll see you later.
Wow. Well, that's gonna get us four or five more new listeners.
No.
Minimum. I don't know. Did I have to say more?
You know, they could say we rip off a lot of things, Adam. Yeah. We have a lot of radio shows, a lot of TV. But I challenge you to find
another show that does
imitations by talking through a glass bottle, because it doesn't happen.
I thought you were going to say drunk with no pants, like we do. Well, but
hey, I'm trying to inject some life.
Well, thank you.
Have a little fun.
Are you done talking, Edward, or do you have more to say?
I don't think I had anything.
Okay, Jared, let's give this a score.
Scoop score is 2 stars.
So a solid C. We'll see where it goes. Maybe we'll revisit it in a future conversation.
You're really into grading on letters. You gave Jared a D for the game.
He likes to evaluate things.
I like to confuse things, you know?
I prefer check minus.
Okay, check minus.
Check
we'll
minus.
Do that too. We have one final segment.
Yeah.
Which is?
What?
News?
Yeah.
Coming soon. And this is where Adam really brings it home.
Let me just say that every time. It's good. So news. Did we talk about the Emmys yet?
Yes, at length.
Oh, okay.
Seacrest was there. We established that.
Okay. Coming soon.
Shane Crest out.
He hosts everything, Shane.
Music for the week of September 23rd. Cold War Kids, Plain White Tees, and Kings of Leon, which is a good. So did you guys both watch SNL yet?
Have not watched it yet. Were they the musical performers?
They were, and I think that they're really good. I kind of was just on the last album, but I really like this album.
I've liked some of their tracks. I don't even know how you've heard the album yet, because it isn't out, but tomorrow.
We got our preview.
Sneak preview. We got our musical.
The Scope review one.
Next.
In any case.
Yeah, clear your throat.
Pre-order.
September 30th. Music still, September 30th. Mercury Rev, who's that? You always put fun stuff on here, Shane.
Mercury Rev is a hot band of the time.
Travis Ben Folds has a new album.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Travis?
I just read the Ben Folds review in Rolling Stone, and it wasn't nice.
Yeah.
I was disappointed.
That's probably why Ben Folds 5 is getting back together.
I don't read reviews.
And T-Pain.
Awesome.
Three Rings is the name of the album, by the
spell
way.
Spell that. How does that spell?
THR.
This is not a typo by me, by the
THR
way.
THR33, the numerals. Rings with a Z.
Are we over that yet with the numbers as letters?
I didn't think
Never.
That was ever even popular.
Never.
I think we're past the Z and X, though. I think we can stop doing that.
That's good.
Okay.
Movie, September 26th, Eagle Eye. We've been seeing commercials for it since it seems like May, and it's finally coming out. The Steven Spielberg executive produced movie.
Shia LaBeouf.
And that girl.
The Beef.
That looks like the girl from
Where's
Grey's LaBeouf? Anatomy.
Shia LaBeouf.
And Miracle at St. Anna, the Spike Lee movie.
That one I want to see.
I do too. It's weird. Weird kind of premise.
I hope it's good.
Did you guys see Inside Man, Inside Job?
Yes.
No.
Did you like that?
I thought it was decent.
Isn't it
yeah.
weird that it was a Spike Lee movie?
It really
a Spike
is.
Spike Lee joint?
It's very different. It's like he's making like real films now, films that people want to see.
Yes.
He's not being as political.
Not Bull.
Not that some of his past films haven't been great, but it's like, I think maybe he feels like, maybe I should make a dollar before I die.
Carrie and Jared both racists on today's show.
Very mm-hmm. nice. We're learning all sorts of things.
October 3rd, Beverly Hills Chihuahua with no description.
Why does there need
what
to be
that,
one?
What's that about?
It's a bunch of Chihuahuas that live in Beverly Hills. Thank
really?
You. And they talk.
Okay.
Haven't you seen the commercials for it? Or the trailers? Oh, you don't have children, so you...
I don't have children, Shane.
Yeah, it's like a CG.
No, I've seen the trailer. Don't
you
worry.
Know, it's like animals with mouths that move. Uh-huh. You know.
It's terrible.
Explain more.
It's a blight
that's,
on humanity.
That's all I've got.
That's what that is.
Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist, the Michael Cera and Girl movie. That
and
people
Girl.
Are, that people are calling
sexist.
Kind
We've
of,
got sexist and racist.
That people are calling. I've never backed down from that one. People are calling this, what's that movie with?
Star Wars?
Eternal
Prince's Honor?
Sunrise, Sunset.
Prince's Honor?
Eternal sunspot.
No.
Eternal sunspot of the
spotless head.
What's the guy's name? With Matt Dillon and
Singles.
The Outsiders.
Something sunrise or sunset. There's like two of them.
Tequila Sunrise.
Right.
In any event, they're calling it the kind of a 20 something.
Well, it sounds like that movie has made a huge impression on you.
Religious.
Oh wait, Weekend at Bernie's.
Yes.
Jared's got it. Give him a second. The recall.
Religious,
instant recall.
Religious, the Bill Maher movie.
Yeah.
That I'm really happy is coming out right before an election to alienate a bunch of people. So that's always great when that happens.
Bill Maher would do that? No.
He can make some money. Bill Maher's a fringe crack.
I really liked it, though, a couple years ago when 3 weeks after the crocodile hunter died, he went to a Halloween party dressed as him with a stingray tail stuck out of his chest.
And that's when the phrase, too soon, jumped the shark right there.
Yeah. Well, I think it jumped the shark when it was on The Tonight Show, when Johnny Carson told a Lincoln joke and no one laughed and he said too soon. It's a true story. And then
true story.
my autobiography, How to Lose Friends and Alienate People, Simon Pegg's new movie, comes out. So they got Simon Pegg to play me. Happy about that. DVD, September 23rd, the Godfather HD DVD Bluetooth Blu-ray deal.
I thought HD DVD was dead.
Oh, whatever.
The remastered.
Yes.
Reimagined.
It's funny, on the commercial for that, they only mentioned Godfather and Godfather 2, but I would imagine the entire set.
They are all there, but...
3 is there. And hardly seen 4.
And the cartoon.
Yeah, there was a cartoon.
Have you seen...
And don't forget Godfather Babies.
that brings me to the next, my point.
I want you to come in my playpen.
Have you seen Spaceballs cartoon?
Earl was talking about it.
Okay, I haven't seen it.
A lot of
yet.
Boobs, and that's what he
I'm
said.
I'm confused. Okay, I'll have to watch then. Leatherheads and Sex in the City, the movie, comes out September 23rd. September 30th, Iron Man. The commercials for Iron Man spoil the end, by the way. Can't hardly wait, the 10th anniversary edition. Mm-hmm.
Seriously?
Yeah, they're getting all the principals to come and talk about it and stuff like that.
I mean, it was fun, but 10th anniversary edition?
I think I know a birthday present for someone.
It's a beloved movie, Jared. I like that movie.
I do too, but I didn't really...
We saw that movie together and we were like, this was actually good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Seth Green holds
You know, I don't
together.
Think I've watched the DVD that I own.
I think I have.
Voltron Vehicle Set 1. And Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Did you guys see?
We're waiting for that.
It's fantastic. I think
Jared, get that on. You got that in your Netflix queue right now. Set it up.
Probably, but I have two discs that I've had here for a month. That
best
I
Judd
Apatow to the top.
Family movie to date.
What else is on that list, Adam?
That's it. Video games: Brothers in Arms, Hell's Highway, Wario Land, Shake It, Lego Batman for every system ever, including the Nintendo original.
The Sears Pong system. It's actually coming out for that as well.
The Nintendo Game & Watch?
Yes. Nintendo Virtual Boy. NHL
Atari
2K9, Lynx. Spore Creatures for the DS. Spore already came out. This is an outdated list.
Forget it. That's all old. Sorry.
And Silent Hill Homecoming. It's homecoming at Mankato this week.
You know, just listening to this show, I cannot even understand why the people at MetroBuzz would cut out, would edit their show to make
it
tighter.
Honestly.
I couldn't imagine it.
So far, we're nearing 93 minutes of pure audio gold.
Yeah, you can't stop listening.
Adam doesn't want to listen. He's putting his mic down.
I wanted to be dramatic, but then I was like, I don't want to break the mic.
Yeah. It was very interesting, though. I've never seen him actually set the mic down and on a podcast.
He angrily set it down gingerly. That's the only way I can explain it.
Someone get him his glittery robe.
Crickets. Did you guys watch It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia this week?
No, I've never seen the show.
The yellow advertising scares me.
Jared, let's wrap it up.
Under the Scope.
I think the problem with Under the Scope, by the way, is the name Under the Scope. I think it'd be better if it was named something different.
Well, you think about that.
Okay.
Add some of your little creativity to the show and make it happen. Jared?
Oh, yes.
Do we have comments?
We do have some comments, Jane. This is the part of the show where we do comments.
Okay.
This is all from episode 57? Was it 57?
I don't know.
Last show. Molly writes to say, I would like to comment on your related links, specifically Adam's blog. As of yesterday, the most recent post was from March, in which Adam complained that his friends didn't blog enough and that everyone should be required to blog every day. Way to follow through with your own comment, Adam.
What's your snarky response, Adam?
I thought it was a good response. I said it's irony at its best.
So it was all part of his master plan, Jared.
No, my master plan involves my people.
Oh, yes.
Sorry.
I thought that was the final
first
solution.
First Hollywood, then St. Paul.
Yes, we went for Hollywood first, then St. Paul. But we're working down.
Little bits here and there.
Yeah.
Adam writes, I'm sorry, not Adam, Anne writes, apologies there. Deep Blue Something sang Breakfast at Tiffany's. We had a discussion on the last episode who sang that song, and apparently it was Deep Blue Something.
Thank you very much.
And finally, Adam writes in to say, sorry, Molly, but the Cloverfield Monster is the best guest host ever. I don't know if he was really a guest host. He was just kind of a...
We didn't ask him to come in and trample down
the
studio.
I don't know that he hosted anything.
That was the other Adam.
He was just kind of there. And he was offended a lot. If you're offended a lot, you can write us at comments@thescopeshow.com or just comment at the website at thescopeshow.com. But you can also call into the voicemail line. Nobody has yet. Be the first to try it out. 646-495-9201, extension 70055.
Remember, the offer still stands. First person that calls in, nude action shots.
We don't know from whom, by whom.
Right.
We'll determine that if we actually get a call.
You can also send us cool stuff at thescope@drop.io. Follow us on Twitter. excuse me.
Wow, Jared, we'll be losing his voice.
Visit us. We're starting our own farmer's market in the fall.
We
so
are.
You can stop by there. Get a good deal on corn and tomatoes.
Adam is a expert at the sugar snap pea crop.
He's very good.
We're starting our own financial
and Oprah
news network soon.
Oh, yes. And we're buying a controlling share in some sort of failing bank somewhere. No doubt we can get it for a song.
Scope.
So look for the Scope Savings and Loan soon.
Scope National Bank?
Yes. We'll have Fannie Mae and Freddie Scope.
All we invest in are video game futures.
I think when Jared crickets in his own jokes.
He cricketed me before I could get it out.
I was cricketing my own joke.
Do we have anything we have to plug, Jared? How about you plug the MetroBuzz cast?
Oh, yeah,
crew?
The MetroBuzz cast. What episode was it? 228?
Something like that.
Most recent one.
No, it's the second most recent
right.
one.
It's not the one, the rooftop one. It's like it's boobs and something.
You can find them at
MetroBuzzPodcast.com.
Or iTunes. I think we put in a pretty good appearance, so regular Scope listeners, you should go check that out.
We're clearly not as professional as them.
I'd like to point out that now would be the time for old school listeners of the Scope show to really get in on the bottom floor, on the ground floor, because we're going to probably blow up now, right? Because
pretty much.
We have national exposure.
Hold on to those old episodes, because they could be valuable one day.
I'm just saying, like, if you get invited to the show, come.
Yeah, show up this time.
Don't
stand us up.
Don't stand us up,
because it's embarrassing, and then we have to jibber-jabber for 90 minutes.
Yeah, right.
You don't like it.
No.
Whores.
So that's all we got.
Yeah?
This has been episode 58! We'll be back in 2 weeks with number 59. Thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have.
Fear not, Scope faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment. And Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then, send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or leave a voicemail message by dialing 206-350-7056. Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying adios. Tune in next time to another terrific edition of The Scope.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Big glim.
That's what I see.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Big glim.
There's some fun.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Big glim.
That's ridiculous.
Okay.
It's just ridiculous.
So we're good.
It's been lovely. I have to go.
Ha, 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 ha,